This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
A St. Louis special.
It's great. It's really good.
Pan fried or?
You're just dropping the ravioli. Like, it's not breaded. You're just dropping it into a fryer.
So but you could bread it.
You could bread it. But going off of that and the fact that, like, the noodles, like, or the pasta dough gets bubbly and crunchy.
In that case, you could do little gnocchi instead of the original pasta.
Could do. Or sweet potato gnocchi is just, like, basically.
Yeah, or like a pumpkin gnocchi, almost like a sweet pumpkin pie gnocchi. Instead of, like, cheese, it's like fluff or marshmallow or something like that.
Brown butter, sage, and...
I only want to do the Nutella linguine with the Ferrero Rocher meatballs. I know I've said that I love Studio G. What I don't quite understand, and this is no knock against Anya.
Anya, the one person that helped you right before we started.
Is why is camera one this camera, and camera three is this camera? That doesn't quite fit the layout of the studio.
That has nothing to do with Anya. That's a me thing.
And I have gripes with your ass.
Okay, clearly. It's for intuitive switching.
Right.
To make live switching the cameras more intuitive as you're watching.
I don't think it is, though. That's the gripe, is that it isn't intuitive.
You're counterintuitive. You're a counterintuitive.
I'm a counterweight to the fucking load that we all have to bear, the Sisyphean task of working with Donahue.
The load we have to bear is you.
Commercial 18 seconds in.
No, Jeff, it's okay to be an individual thinker.
Let me just gather myself. I appreciate that, but yeah, it's not gonna work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Thanks to BetterHelp, our only advertiser now. Please welcome back to the show, Ali Khan. Let me go to number three. Ali Khan. Amir Blumenfeld, or as Billy says, Amir.
Yeah, he's from Long Island, Suffolk, so we let County. It slide.
Yeah. Casey Donahue and at Boyhood Period, AJ Yarumas. I've never said your last name correctly.
Yeah, I felt wrong.
Well, what is your last name?
Yarumas.
I was kind of close.
That sounded...
You
said it nervously.
So you
sense that energy.
So I said
pronunciation
it right.
was good. Energy way off.
Your heart was in there.
You don't like the social anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harsh criticism from Casey, from AJ. And I see, there I go. I press three because it should be the left of the fucking room.
All right, I'm going to come take a look at what's going on over there.
No, it's all fine. It's all working.
It doesn't sound
it
fine.
It just doesn't work intuitively. All right. So, right? So. Yeah. So
all right, so whoever's on the left.
See?
Someone,
no, someone screwed this up.
See? Exactly wow. right.
Someone screwed this up. Wow.
It had to be on you, right?
Wow.
Someone was in here meddling.
I mean, I don't.
It was those darn kids.
And that little dog, too.
See, there we go. There we go. Now we're back on the same page. You guys don't think it was David Cross, do you?
There's no way.
I wonder if his senses worked so overtime that he started to create tasks, menial or otherwise, that kind of fucked up the G for me. Mm. We've got a shit ton to get to because
why?
Kind of, what do you mean why?
Keep going.
You think we should have eased into it, like episode 201. This is sort of a new start, fresh beginning, a breath.
We'll get to all of that, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's my point. The listeners deserve better than 101 to 199. 200 was a hit. Mm-hmm. 200 was the peak. I just think that every episode from here on out should be that peak thus.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's impossible.
Yeah, we're already going down because we had 23 people guesting on
in a way.
Unless now we're down to four.
But that felt like a series finale.
It was more a season finale again.
Right.
There's been two seasons so far. 1 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
201.
Nope.
No.
101.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To 200.
Correct.
Series finale, of course. Season finale, of course. This is season fucking three, guys.
Okay.
It has to top the rest. And, you know, Gilmore Girls style, because I feel like that season three kind of was, I hated season three.
Why?
I think season one was the GOAT.
Yeah.
Season two was AJ's favorite, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. You've never seen the show?
No, I've seen it, but in like bits and pieces. Which season did she go to college?
That's season four to have.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
I like it when she goes to college.
Yeah, I hate it when she goes to... No, season three was the worst because that's when she just like decides to be like a spoiled brat and live with her grandparents.
Yeah.
I mean, Amir knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't like... She would never do that.
Yeah.
She also wouldn't cheat on every boyfriend she's ever had, I feel like.
Oh, classic Rory.
Just Dean, maybe.
She cheated on all her boyfriends on the show?
We got stuff to get to. Okay. My point is just that... Every episode from here on thus has to top 200, I think.
Great. The listeners, you must have something great planned.
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be awesome. I just fear that now your guys' expectations are rising, much like Heat. And I just think that the listeners deserve a really solid chunk of 100 hours of oral. Let's get this shit out of the way. What episode number do you guys think Bond of the Week is going to finally fucking wrap up? When is Barbara going to get her broccoli together?
222.
That's good.
Wow. Yeah.
Allie, Bond of the Week.
I'm going to go with Stanley Tucci.
Because? Because
I think he would do a really good job.
A lot of people's, like... explanation is just like, because I think it'd be good. And there's nothing you can argue against that. Amir, come on.
Army
Let's
Hammer.
Let's fucking... Why?
Blonde of the Week.
So many blondes. I said Blonde of the Week. I said Ana de Armas when the fucking Marilyn Monroe biopic came out. That's Blonde of the Week. Not Army Hammer. Not fucking Chad Michael Murray.
Not Chaz Dean.
Not Chaz Dean. Holly Weird.
Who's
Barber.
Chaz Dean?
He's a Holly Weird Barber.
He's like the stylist to the stars slash Amir.
Chaz Dean billboards around town?
No.
You live by all of them, I feel like.
I've never seen it.
You get your haircut by Chaz. He did your coloring.
Yeah, I've seen Chaz.
It
I haven't seen the billboards,
like a
which
prank.
Is what you're
you guys all decided there's someone named Chaz Dean before this.
This is not a prank.
This is not a drill either.
Dean, the man from the billboards.
The man of the hour, the man of the ads.
Do you know Angeline?
Yeah, I've seen her car in a parking lot once.
Same vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of, he's sort of the ingenue Angeline.
Okay.
In terms of strands.
Angeline.
Yeah.
Chaz or otherwise.
He also opened a hair salon on the Strand in Manhattan Beach.
Well, I don't care.
Casey, who's your Bond of the Week?
Let's go with Al Gore.
Does he what? Deserves another job? Or...
Haven't seen him in a while. I think it'd be fun.
In a minute, I haven't seen Al Gore to
and
you
think you his
up.
Kind of perfect return is to be 007 for a like 10 to 15 years?
It'd be unexpected. It'd be interesting. I would be in the theater watching.
What do you think that would sound like?
The name is Bond.
Nice.
Al Bond.
Al Bond.
No, Al, your name is James, just so.
Shit, sorry. This is,
I'm not an actor.
Can we have the bad guy kind of shoot his buddy on a hunting trip? That kind of might help.
What? Is that a Dick Cheney reference?
Yeah, that's not.
Is that a who reference? That was a Cheney reference, but the years were very off. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. AJ, who do you got in terms of your James of the 00?
I think JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Because, by the way,
she's really grown.
Dream podcast guest on this show.
Pretty good impression.
That one, yeah, that was for Allie and AJ. The people who are tapped in.
I got it. I also got it.
You didn't smile about it.
I nodded.
All right. Now we're peaking, by the way. Before we were having issues with levels. Now I feel like everybody's kind of getting angry. Because I said, AJ, is that how loud you're going to talk?
I haven't yelled.
You
AJ is so calm. He's your kryptonite.
He's my foil.
He's not getting rattled at all.
So why JoJo?
I keep seeing her in like very short bursts and she's really growing on me and I think she has charm. I think she has talent. I saw a video where she carried a grown man on like a reality show.
Tom Sandoval on Special Forces.
Yes.
The world's toughest test.
She did really good.
And you don't know Chaz Dean? How do I know anything that you don't?
My Bond of the Week is Tom Kenny.
voice, oh, the voice of SpongeBob. Right?
Yeah, yeah, so it's time for a Sponge Bond. Sponge Bond agent, SpongeBob agent, MI6 00.
You know, his wife had to put out a statement after the Ariana Grande Ethan Slater news broke saying, I know everyone's saying Ariana Grande's dating SpongeBob. It's not Tom Kenny.
That's the kind of partnership that everybody wants in life, is someone who would have their back in a moment of darkness such as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're spamming the wrong guy.
What are your thoughts on, what's his name?
Ethan Slater.
Ethan Slater. Do you love him? Do you not?
I don't really know. I hope she's happy.
And do you think she is? I thought she got a divorce again.
Yeah, she did. And now this is her post-divorce relationship.
Yeah. She's kind of doing like a decontrast.
I think she always picks people that the public views as kind of a question mark.
Yeah.
But, you know, the heart wants what it wants. Mm.
Yeah. And I feel like, Casey, that you can speak to that, because I feel like the last time I asked you about dating in LA, you were saying that your heart wanted what it already had before. Lost since and won't have again.
I said this?
Something like that. It was something, it was either that or that you just weren't going on any dates soon.
Yeah, that sounds more accurate. Okay.
Definitely the second one.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know if I pissed you off earlier with the text I sent you, but yeah. All I was saying was, I mean, you want to read it?
Sure.
I just feel like a lot of whether the show goes well or not is people's punctuality, people's attitude that they show up with. So go ahead.
Hey, tell me why Jake and Billy Brick have both come to me with help to buy their significant others a vintage Cartier watch and radio silence from your ass. Do you want Avital dead? It's not like you don't have the cash, LOL.
So I just feel like that was a little private.
Yeah, but you wanted me to read it.
Yeah. Well, I also
earlier
said,
today
yeah.
you said, if you're on time, you're late.
So
yeah,
maybe you just don't get to the record at 3:30. Maybe you get here at 3:10. Maybe we're all asses in seats, grins adorning, and us ready to get into some joy, jarred or otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I did have to do a little studio maneuvering with the flagrant ones, because, you know, we were in the other studio, but we had four guests.
Well, it's impossible to
get exactly prepared.
No, I was all set up. I'm all set up. And Elvis,
I was going to say,
nothing.
I'm all set up. I'm so lost without you. That it is right.
Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah. Do you know that song?
It's I'm So Lost Without You by Lawrence Gray.
Lawrence Gray.
That was Florence and the Gray. AJ, you're a musician. Plug your shit.
Plug your shit and get out.
Plugs just for AJ. Thanks so much for coming.
What?
We don't get plugs. Saying, well, I want to make
episode's
sure
episode's over.
Music is always. Mm-hmm. So, AJ?
Boyhood period, wherever you listen.
So which could soft. Be Tidal.
Tidal, yeah. Spotify,
iTunes. CD. You like when I text you, or?
Yeah, sort of. Let's move on from that.
Okay. I was kind of baiting you into something that might come up later. All right. Wax, let's talk about it. The 200th episode was a hit. We might spend the next, 8 weeks just breaking it down with everybody.
Think that's a good way to start season three, is to spend 8 weeks breaking down the finale of season two?
I'm just trying to, because now we're all smiling because we enjoyed the episode that we did for the 200th. And so this is, Amir said that it was my job as host to what? Get the energy up?
Yeah.
This is my way of doing that. It was a hit. People smiled then and will now. What were your guys' experiences on the 200th episode? I asked people on what would be last week's episode.
Oh, so this is 202.
This is 202.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I just wanted to get your guys' what was your favorite part? Let's start with AJ.
I like that Joel and Johnny were sharing a set of headphones and kind of sitting on top of each other. And I like Johnny's TSA bit that you wrote.
Those are just your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey. I love them.
Well, yeah.
I also like that Johnny and Joel were sharing headphones. Okay. That was pretty good.
Me too.
It was my personal experience was strange because I was sharing a mic with Jeff, which essentially meant I was not talking on the podcast.
Yeah, that was actually my one note for the whole show, is that I wish you had your own mic.
You had a front row seat to the action.
Yeah, I felt like I was watching, you know that one I Think You Should Leave sketch when he's like playing the machine and he's like
throwing plates pulling, over the back.
Yeah, throwing yeah. plates. That's what it kind of felt like.
Yeah,
for
sort
me.
Of too close.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, because I felt really, like I needed yeah. safety goggles.
In a way.
Yeah.
Shards of joy flying hither than thither. It was not a safe environment for you in the booth.
No, not at all.
Amir?
The Rice song was a hit, man. I don't know what you want me to say. R-I-C-E burn
what
to go.
What was your favorite thing you said?
Jeez, yeah, I don't really remember. I was trying to give you a compliment.
Appreciate that. Allie?
I got a second Amir. Like, the segment was so good.
You know, yeah. since then, I've checked out that song that you based it on,
Chaperone,
Hot to Go.
Hot to Go.
Yes.
Well, first of all, Chaperone had a huge weekend that weekend, right? Kind of unrelated to you.
Kind of aiding and abetting my shit.
Her, like, Coachella performance blew her up in a way that was finally getting on my radar. I'm like, wait, that's also the lady from Jeff's song.
Oh, my God. That means she hit the mainstream.
That's
exactly.
correct.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly right.
Amir knows.
That's correct.
Amir's the straightest guy I know.
Yeah. And I didn't know her until this weekend, and now she's everywhere on my Twitter timeline. Yep. And then now that I've heard the Rice song first, I kind of prefer that version to the OG.
And I appreciate that. That's what I wanted to get to. Gripes. Anybody have any, or can we move on?
Grapes?
I already did my gripe. Or did you say grapes?
Grapes. Anybody have any, or should
yeah,
we
sure,
not?
I got these too. Nope.
Blake Griffin is retiring.
He is?
Yeah. Well, I wonder if we get a Blake pod.
He's very funny, and that would be fun to have.
I interviewed for his production company once when I was like 23.
Well, thank God you ended up here, because that doesn't exist anymore, I'm pretty sure. And if it does, they're making like sports documentaries. So anyway, Amir, is that how you are on content calls when you're like people are pitching?
Kind of. I mean, you're so boring that I can't really find my way in.
It's just, I feel like if you're not meeting them with a smile and at least the hope that you might take the show on, I feel like people aren't even going to be comfortable enough to give it their all in the pitch.
Well, I'm actually not in every pitch. Allie and Katie are, and then I'm in some of them with Jake.
Right. Do you want to plug the thing you're drinking?
Oh, yeah. I tried this new Olipop flavor. I'm new to soda, and Olipop, I guess, is my favorite brand now. But it's called Dr. Goodwin,
yeah.
So it's not really a flavor. Like the other ones are like cherry, vanilla, and then this one's just a guy's name.
Does it taste like Dr. Pepper?
So that's the thing. Because I'm so new to soda, I've never had a Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
I didn't have soda growing up, and I just recently started drinking Diet Coke occasionally. So this kind of tastes like cherry cola, I guess, like cherry Coke, because
yeah,
it's like
that's roughly how I would describe yeah. Dr. Yeah. Pepper. It's got a cherry Coke
yeah.
flavor profile.
Yeah, it's like a dark, it's sort of like the color of these bottle caps yeah. is how I would describe the flavor, but I like it a lot.
Was anyone else surprised that the CHIPS Act is like a legislation, whatever, it's a piece of legislation that's an infrastructure bill, basically? I thought it was like the entire government taking on Frito-Lay.
Taking them on in what sense?
Busting the monopoly.
On chips?
It has to get edited out. It was like a weird monologue joke I wrote, and it was the only one I did.
You wrote that?
That wasn't a joke. You just said, does anyone think that it should be about something else?
I said, was anyone else surprised that the CHIPS Act turned out to be an infrastructure bill and not what I thought it was, which was legislative action against Frito-Lay?
Got it.
Uh-huh. And What was your ideal response from us to that?
Standing up, probably.
Laughter, and then we cut to break. But instead, yeah, we had to cut the break like 90 seconds.
Did your
into
Sydney
shit.
Sweeney commercial start airing?
Yes.
Have you gotten residual checks for it?
I got paid. Residuals happen in 13-week installments with commercials. Or have you never booked a national ad?
It's not like that. Oh, wait, I missed that sound effect.
That was easy.
Wait, they've started airing on TV? Have you seen them on TV?
I don't watch live TV, so I actually don't know if they're airing on TV. I know that they've been on TikTok, and I know that they've been on Instagram Reels, for real. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we might watch the Laker game after this, so hopefully it airs during that kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean, with Sweeney in an ad, you think they'd put it everywhere, but it seems like it hasn't launched yet. I only see like the same four ads on sports over and over. It's that Apple iPhone ad where the guy's like debating deleting photos and the photos are singing.
I've seen that one.
Don't let me go.
Kind of a catchy. Sounds like we're moving on.
Yep.
That monologue joke wasn't just out of nowhere, by the way.
That was the worst part about it. The fact that it was premeditated. It was such a saltine. The fact that you actually wrote it beforehand.
Yeah, it was sort of bland spam.
It was matzah.
It was
Happy Passover, by the way, but it was
it
matzah.
It had moxie, though.
No, it was yeastless. It was dough. It was nothing. Empty calories.
It was yeast starter.
It wasn't.
It was sour dough starter. corporate snack culture. Let's fucking talk about it. I thought we could explore the correlation of communal snack consumption within the workplace to intra-company bonding. There's an offsite coming up. I wasn't invited. But we did a lot of team bonding activities in Arizona. I heard that there was some more of that last year, and I know that Marty's fucking filling the schedule with nonsense, thinking that trust falls this, ropes course that.
I skipped a lot of the team bonding last year.
To buy a
hat.
Yeah, I went to buy a hat. And then ultimately, take a nap.
Yep.
Nap and a hat.
Yeah.
Who says no to that?
I think we should just talk about it for a minute, the state of affairs vis-a-vis the sort of cafeteria, as it were, the kitchen.
Ooh.
What is the snack situation? What do we like? What
this
do
is
we
another
have?
One of Anya's
Yeah,
things.
This seems like a great topic for Anya. Yeah.
Anya cares about this like passionately.
Yeah,
is
but
she
you
on
guys
vacation
are
right
here.
Now?
No, she's working.
Is she? I thought she was like out of office.
No, she's at home.
I think she was out of office until yesterday. I think now she's back in office.
Guys, this is not interesting. This is not interesting.
I'm saying you can call
her. But you think talking about the snacks in the office is?
I want to talk about the correlation between how many snacks are consumed in community with how close we all are as a company.
I don't think there is any correlation.
Oh, really? Because a think piece written in 2015 in the Harvard Business Review.
10 years ago.
Kevin Niffen?
Uh-huh.
Disagrees with your ass.
Okay.
And he's a fucking professor.
Did he know about COVID or how that would absolutely change workplace culture altogether?
The article states, this is from 2015, mind you, that many companies, see HeadGum, try to force camaraderie through, you know, again, with like offsite retreats where people are forced to group up and talk about each other's deepest traumas, which is severely misguided, by the way.
We didn't do that.
I don't think we did that at all.
I had to guess. I don't know what you guys did last year, right? I wasn't there.
We didn't
and
do
I'm
that
not going to be there
you
this
were
year.
There, though.
I could extrapolate, all right? We had to fucking write down our like, what, 1 year plan or whatever?
Yeah.
That's pretty traumatic.
That
because
traumatic.
Guess what? I didn't nail any of those goals.
Clearly.
Kevin Niffen calls offsite retreats Dilbert-esque, which he's talking about Dilbert theory. I thought he was talking about Dilbert the cartoon.
What which the hell is Dilbert theory?
I don't fucking care. Kevin's
so
job
why
is
do you
do
think
that.
It's not Dilbert the cartoon when he says it?
The article cites a study that he conducted with and at Cornell University with neighboring mid-sized cities / sedans. Where they fucking entered firehouses. They explored.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Stop
he
taking us down this path.
Followed and surveyed
so
13 different firehouses
so
in mid-tier cities.
Okay.
What does that have to do with office culture?
Or snacks.
That there was a sense of cooperative action within the firefighting culture.
Because
they all work
on
it.
Because they all cook meals together.
No, that's true. They love to make chili.
Okay.
The study focused on 13 different firehouses, a workplace where cooking and eating together is not required, but is considered a social norm amongst firefighters. And according to Niffen, cooperative behavior...
It's worse when the Niffen when yet, you know what I mean? It is worse when Niffen when yet, for sure.
Working together. Like, do we work well together? They self-reported levels twice as high as the average corporate office.
Yeah, I would hope so. They're fucking firemen.
They're fucking eating together.
It seems like more than that. They're like,
yeah, they have
fighting
to like be
blazed
on call in case.
Yeah,
a
it
fire
seems like
happens.
Pretty extreme. Yeah, you're, they're probably closer than like two guys that work in marketing. At
yeah, I don't think
Goldman
it could be
Sachs.
A fireman working from home.
I'm not saying we should do a. we all do the hybrid model, but we are often here, and I'm just saying here. I have some ideas. Can I pitch you guys some snacks?
We do a weekly lunch.
Also, that's, you can tell Anya if you have a snack suggestion.
She'll hear this. Beer, beer on tap.
Beer on tap?
Wine in barrels.
Beer on tap and wine in barrels.
A full
for snacks
bar with high shelf liquor, bitters, garnishes, plums, syrups, and pills.
What pills?
Fucking, I don't know. Adderall. Ecstasy.
Why did you point that at Allie?
That was before we started recording.
Allie's rolling.
Maybe we do omakase dining experience Thursdays. We bring in a Nobu Matsuhisa type.
That sounds great.
Group together and collectively decide to trust the chef. Instead of all this mischief that goes on, like, oh, let's build a phone room. Mm-hmm. That's a separating agent.
I feel like I just have to say, I just made a comment about how people used to be prescribed MDMA for couples therapy in like the 50s.
That's what I just pointed
that's
to.
That's what it was.
That's what we were talking about before we recorded. This room is now a new studio. I don't see Alex Berkman hanging out here. I don't see her on the pod. She's out there doing marketing nonsense. Cohen's
no,
not even
not.
Here.
Really?
She doesn't work in marketing.
Well, marketing the idea of sales, ads and brands, yeah. I'm just saying, and now we have this phone room that we just built. Mm-hmm. That's another room for one person to be there at a time, maybe two. And I'm like, that's not going to foster a bond. That's going to foster individualism. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do casual fish Fridays?
What's that?
That's every Friday we could both dress in sweat / our cod with tartar.
We can both dress in sweats / our cod.
We can dress our cod with tartar and in sweats.
I see.
Yeah.
Our cod.
Do you want to eat fish and listen to fish? Is that what you're saying?
Nobody's ever here on a Friday. Let's fucking grill tilapia, catfish, cod. Dip it in tartar while we're wearing joggers. How does that not resonate with you guys as something that would make us all feel like we're one?
I mean, we do have lunches together.
Case of the Monday meals.
Okay.
Just like Garfield the cat, everyone hates Mondays and loves lasagna.
Lasagna zero.
Let's all cook and eat lasagna every Monday with sides.
Like, when are we, like,
we
during
don't have
office
an oven.
Hours, we're, like, cooking and...
That's
and...
what the firefighters do. That's what the firefighters do. And their cooperative action is twice as high as your ass.
We don't have an oven.
Really? We could do it in an air fryer or something. It's just like
air fried lasagna.
I don't fucking know. This is a brainstorm. You guys are bringing nothing to the table, by the way.
I do like eating together.
We have the Thursday lunches, group lunches.
We keep trying to tell you this.
Fine. Well, okay. Last pitch. Everyone bonds when they have a collective secret to keep. Let's distill gin in the conference room and racketeer. We got to figure this shit out because it's 202. It's already not bringing it to the table for the listeners.
You did plan a lot of this. I see you reading stuff.
Yeah, you're reading a lot.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't know if that's good.
the loudest.
So loud.
Welcome to Gurgle.
You don't need a word of these. Or,
welcome to Gurgle.
You can hear it from across the room.
You guys have played Wordle?
Yeah.
That's a daily word game.
Yep.
This is a daily chastity game.
Okay. And what does that mean?
We'll get there.
Sounds like we're already here.
Let's just let it marinate a little bit. AJ, thoughts?
So far, so good.
The logo is good.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what your definition of a girdle is.
Well, so girdle is like a different word.
Totally different.
Word. Ul.
Yeah.
Girdle.
Yeah.
Gird.
Yeah.
Ul. Girdle.
Sure.
Turtle.
Now I understand.
Turtle.
So it's about girding your loins, your fantasies, reining them in.
Oh,
keeping
so this
them
doesn't
tucked.
Have anything to do with girdles. This has to do with more girding.
Girding in a way. Yeah. It's about staying chaste. It's about having fun on a daily basis.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You guys want to play?
Yeah.
You can guess either all as one or you can designate someone to play.
Why did you? We have like a monitor here.
Because this
make
way
it easier for like people sitting on the couches to like.
I don't want to. I'd rather
you said
be,
we all have to turn around and look directly.
Crane
I want it to be
and
easy
we can't
on
talk
me
the
in the edit. Let's just get it all done in one take. All
right, let's get it over with.
These are chastity related words. Is that the?
That's sort of the name of the gird.
What's a chastity related word?
So if you're going to designate someone, maybe don't make it Amir.
All right, I got a word.
Do you guys all want to do it at once? Or do
I
you
want to just go for a straight word?
I have a word. Like, isn't that what we're doing here?
Yeah, it's Wordle. Well, girdle, but still.
yeah, start us off.
Okay, penis.
That's good.
Okay. Mm. Kind of crass, but let's see if it works.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Really
not
close.
Bad. Not bad at all. So the word contains N-I and S, and S is going to be on that last tile to have. Keep in mind, this is girdle.
Loins?
Wow, that's a really
that's
good
really
guess.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word?
That feels right.
Yeah.
Really?
It's kind of a good guess, but.
Wow! Got him too! Yeah.
Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? It's only been 35 minutes. That was it. One round. One round. It's a daily chastity game. There's
you
one
said
a day.
Girding your loins as you were
really?
Explaining it.
I didn't really mean to. Yeah.
You gave it away.
I girded it away.
Let's do connections, but with girdle.
Let's do missed connections for which snack should be in the cafeteria.
We're going back to the food.
Cafeteria.
202. Let's just fucking wax.
What was 201?
201 was a hit.
Who was on it?
It was Will Conover, it was Marika Brownlee, and Ferris Manchi.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. It's always weird when we're not there.
Yeah, well, I feel like every episode either has you or Marika.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how do you guys feel about the concept of girding? Do you guys gird secrets, loins? Do you not say to people in your life how you really feel about them because you want to play hard to get?
Girding is just being secretive?
I think it's like keeping things tucked.
Oh, I see.
I think people definitely keep their gird up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's really good. AJ?
Yeah.
I try to gird not often. I try to not gird.
You actively try not to gird?
Yeah, I try to be open.
Yeah. Honest.
Communicative, honest.
Mm. Yeah.
Linger. Do you want to plug it?
What?
Tinder?
Linger.
Linger.
Yeah. AJ has a great cover of Linger by the Cranberries on Spotify now.
Oh.
Anti-girding.
I do
culture.
Like the Cranberries, and I do like Linger.
How do you feel about that's girding, right. though?
I still don't fully understand what you mean.
It's all about chastity.
It really is.
It really is all about chastity. Casey, what about you? You ever kind of donned a belt?
Not a chastity belt.
No, but like a corset of some kind or like a cummerbund.
Yeah, I wore a cummerbund to a prom.
Funeral. Oh.
No, not to a funeral.
Yeah, that'd be probably too formal. It's kind of like making the day about you.
Yeah.
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 AJ, do you want to tell us about the dream you had last night?
I had a nightmare last night that Jeffrey died. And then I was mourning him for like 4 hours in my dream. But the way that he died, I think, is influenced by I've been watching The Boys, the show The Boys.
Yeah.
You guys know that? And we're talking about going to a Dodger game, so I got baseball on the mind.
That was today. We talked about going to a Dodger game today.
I've been
today.
Talking to other friends about also going to a Dodger game previously. So it's been on the brain. Jeffrey was playing baseball in the dream, and he did such a bad job swinging the bat that he died. But it was like dream logic, and so it was very
I don't think that's dream logic. I feel like that's prescient. Like you can see like
the future?
Yeah, like it's but more like, of a... Yeah.
Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah, more of a Raven
yeah.
type situation. Because I can see this happening.
I feel like if it happens, though, it'd have to be somebody pitching kind of fast, which means that I would be in what, like a celebrity all-star game? Thank you.
How did
thank
the swing?
You for the votes of confidence.
Was it just like he spun around fast and
I think you had a lot of energy.
So did it hit me in like
I can't remember.
I can
was too
see
focused
you
on mourning you.
Swinging a bat all the way around, hitting the back
around.
Of your head.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I was picturing. Because
I feel like you can only hit your head so many times. I hit it four times really hard this winter. And, it's hard. You know, that's why I say things like girdle. You know, it's like.
That's why?
I don't know. I feel like I had like preemptive early onset brain damage.
Before the concussion.
Before the hits.
Yeah.
And then.
The hits just kept on coming.
And that's kind of like 201 to 299.
Is your concussion era?
No, is keeping the hits coming and coming.
Got it.
When was your last hit to the head?
February 8th. So I have until August 8th before the specialist says that it's a problem. Everything is five times more exhausting than before.
Yeah. Five times?
Three. Probably three.
You sort
I
of
said
have
three,
long,
she said five.
Long COVID, but for a concussion.
Yeah, in a way. It's sort of an extension of terror, of anguish, of isolation and while being in a room full of friends.
I think you might be girded.
In terms of... Yarvin or... Yarvin would be a good daily word game.
What would that be?
Every day the word is
Yarvin.
Yarvin.
Yeah. Is that a reference to a video we made?
What's Yarvin?
Yeah, what's Yarvin?
I don't remember what video it was, but it was like, and in terms of Yarvin,
is it the cryptocurrency one?
I think it was. Yeah, I think it ultimately was.
Solid up.
Yeah. Plugs.
Wow.
Really?
Nice and tight, 40-minute episode. I feel like we earned it after the hour 16
really,
that was the 200th
really
episode.
You really this girdle game to go?
I'm sorry.
Not that much longer. Maybe five more minutes. Maybe we would have, like, talked about chastity. Maybe
there's no
Let's
way
talk about
would've...
dating in L.A. then.
No, man. I don't think so
It's hard
at all.
When it goes, because I never know how long this shit's going to be. Like, I have timestamps for this. Intro / wax, 0 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate snack culture, 20 to 30.
That was a big problem for
girdle
sure.
was supposed to be from minute 30 to 40. We started at 32.
Okay, so roughly close, but we ended fast.
Well, we ended it like 5 minutes ago, so girdle ended up being like 2.5 minutes. I'm just saying there's no way I could have known that AJ would have said loins.
Yeah, but even if he didn't, we would have probably got the loins pretty fast.
Well, yeah, because you only get like six guesses.
Yeah, exactly.
How long could that take?
Yeah, we got three letters on the first guess.
I couldn't have predicted that either. You guys are just too good at girdle, I guess. By the way, it's like sometimes these things take way too long. During the post-nuptial episode, we did the rubric thing. Everybody was like, all right, keep it fucking going. And I was like, this is like, it's good stuff, but it's going on for like 20 fucking minutes. I never know how long something's going to take, and that can't be on me. That has to be on you.
I think that is on you.
I think that is on.
Are you
a combination.
AJ, are you staying with Jeff?
This weekend, yeah.
So you saw his new place.
Yeah.
How is that?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You like the new place?
Yeah.
Is there room for you or are you sort of couch crashing?
There's an attic.
An attic?
Even better.
You're going to get another concussion.
Yeah. Because of...
The attic isn't tall enough, probably.
Probably. It's hard. It's been a whole journey this year. Oh, Jeff hit his head.
Yeah.
If we're not making merch that's 50% of the profits going to me, bumper stickers that say my other car is Jeff hitting his head, then let's quit it with the concussion talk.
Okay, so you want to monetize your injury, otherwise let's not even talk about it.
But honestly, for people to want to buy the merch, we might need to keep talking about it.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey, are you a Mets fan or just the hat?
Yeah, I like the Mets. Mets are my dad's team.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because your dad was a New Yorker who moved to Florida?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Older dad or?
Older dad than me? Yeah.
He's actually 28.
And you want to go ahead and say what he did? when he was younger, what he used to do.
Oh, like when he was like younger in like high school?
No, just like what he did. The thing you always want to fucking shoehorn in.
I don't. You're shoehorning this in.
I know, but it's like I can feel it. The energy shifts as soon as you mention your dad.
What's that?
My dad was a race car driver in like high school. That's cool. Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That's amazing.
And now I host a race car podcast.
Oh.
And then it's kind of interesting that racing, in racing, there's laps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fatherhood, there's also Papa's lap. No place like home, they used to say. Did you ever sit on a lap that he raced?
Like what? In the car with him?
Did you ever sit on your dad's like 50th lap?
Like,
did your dad
like he
did
drove
you
a lap?
Find comfort by laying your head down on the 39th round
that my father took around the track.
Yeah. There's no place like home. There's no dad like racers. Plugs.
No, my dad did it before I was born. Listen to The Pit Wall. It's a race car podcast here on HeadGum.
Here we go again.
He did say plugs.
That
you're on that show sometimes.
Today?
Not, well, we recorded one today with you, yes.
Is that all you want to plug? Taco Bell Film Festival? It will have happened last Saturday.
Yeah, if you went to the Taco Bell Film Festival, I made a movie for it.
Oh.
AJ?
I feel like you've plugged me twice already on this episode.
Go ahead.
You can follow my roommate, Johnny Villa, on Instagram at Johnny V.
B-I-I. Ladies. He's humble too.
A fault.
What? Yeah, because he should use the time to plug Boyhood Period on Spotify, Apple Music. What was it? Tidal?
Tidal, yeah.
Truth Social, audio streaming. Yeah.
Do you have any other covers?
I have a cover of I Love You Always Forever.
Like that one too.
It's good. It's a bop.
You're discovering a lot of hip new music, Amir. How does it feel?
No, I know that song. It's like from the 90s.
No, I mean his cover of it.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear the covers. It seems like most of your covers are from songs that were around in like 1997.
Mm, big year for me.
Really? Formative?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think you felt sort of a seismic shift, would you say? Because that was the year I was born.
Yeah.
Allie?
Will you plug my W4?
We're plugging?
Yeah, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people to? Or?
You can follow me on Letterboxd at Allie Khan or on Instagram at Allie Khan. Or I guess that's it. I decided I'm stopping plugging my Venmo. But if you find it.
Because you got
tax purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at patreon.com/RileyandJeff. And what is it? www.bestlosangeluslegsmattresssalesstoresnearme.com if you need a Helix mattress for a good price.
Worst URL of all time.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.